good kid. Not overly cute or precocious. Boy, girl, it didn't matter. Just a child. Her child and his. Who'd ask funny questions and sit too close to the TV set and show the spark of his or her own developing individuality? There'd be no child, though. They'd known that was impossible for years since Linda had gone through the ectopic pregnancy in 1975. And there wouldn't be any house in Montclair or White Plains either. Jeff's position as news director of New York's WFYI All News Radio sounded more prestigious, more lucrative than it actually was. Maybe he'd still make the jump to television, but at 43, that was growing increasingly unlikely. We need to talk, he thought. To look each other straight in the eye and just say, it didn't work. None of it. Not the romance, or the passion, or the glorious plans. It all went flat, and there's nobody to blame. That's simply the way it happened. But of course, they'd never do that. That was the main part of the failure, the fact that they seldom spoke of deeper needs, never broached the tearing sense of incompletion that stood always between them. Linda wiped a meaningless, onion-induced tear away with the back of her hand.
Did you hear me, Jeff?
Yes, I heard you.
What we need,
she said, looking in his direction, but not quite at him,
is a new shower curtain.
In all likelihood, that was the level of need she'd been about to express over the phone before he began to die. A dozen eggs, her sentence probably would have ended, or a box of coffee filters. But why was he thinking all this, he wondered. He was dying, for Christ's sake. Shouldn't his final thoughts be of something deeper, more philosophical? Or maybe a fast-speed replay of the highlights of his life, 43 years on beta scan. That was what people went through when they drowned, wasn't it? This felt like drowning, he thought, as the expanded seconds passed. The awful pressure, the hopeless struggle for breath, the sticky wetness that soaked his body as salt sweat streamed down his forehead and stung his eyes. Drowning. Dying. No. Shit, no. That was an unreal word, applicable to flowers or pets or other people. Old people, sick people, unlucky people. His face dropped to the desk, right cheek pressing flat against the file folder he'd been about to study when Linda called. The crack in the paperweight was cavernous before his one open eye. A split in the world itself, a jagged mirror of the ripping agony inside him. Through the broken glass, he could see the glowing red numerals on the digital clock atop his bookshelf. 1:06 p.m., October 18, 88. And then there was nothing more to avoid thinking about, because the process of thought had ceased. Jeff couldn't breathe. Of course he couldn't breathe. He was dead. But if he was dead, why was he aware of not being able to breathe? Or of anything, for that matter? He turned his head away from the bunched-up blanket and breathed. Stale, damp air, full of the smell of his own perspiration. So he hadn't died. Somehow, the realization didn't thrill him, just as his earlier assumption of death had failed to strike him with dread. Maybe he had secretly welcomed the end of his life. Now it would merely continue as before. The dissatisfaction, the grinding loss of ambition and hope that had either caused or been caused by the failure of his marriage, he couldn't remember which anymore. He shoved the blanket away from his face and kicked at the rumpled sheets. There was music playing somewhere in the darkened room, barely audible.